When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you guys enjoyed your Wednesday action on the diamond. Not as much offense as Tuesday, but still lots of fun. We had some good pitching. It was great to see for once. We'll get you updated on the news, notes, and more. Kicking you off here, the Atlanta Braves. They play Sam Hilliard on the IL with a heel contusion. Okay, that's no bueno. But Eddie Rosario did return to the lineup on Wednesday after missing a few games with his injury. Cedric Mullins had missed three straight games, make it four, and now he's placed on the IL for the Baltimore Orioles with a right abductor groin strain. That does not sound great. They were hoping it wasn't going to be a major deal, so I'm hoping this is a minimal stint on the IL. Time will tell on this one, but not great. Mullins is having a great season when on the field. He's been getting injured way too much for the liking of most fantasy managers everywhere. Philadelphia Phillies have recommended Tommy John surgery for their star pitching prospect, Andrew Painter. In the preseason, there was rumors that Painter would get a chance to pitch for the Phillies this season. Then he got hurt, and he's kept getting setback after setback after setback. And now it looks like TJ's in order for Andrew Painter. The Colorado Rockies, they reinstated Brent Suter from the IL and DFA'd Fernando Abad. It was kind of a weird one because Fernando Abad picked up the win on Tuesday. You don't see that very often, but Abad said a bye-bye, and Brent Suter is up with the Rockies. Jake Marincek of the Los Angeles Dodgers was placed on the IL with a hamstring strain. The Dodgers recalled prospect Johnny DeLuca, who people had high hopes for when he first got recalled. Didn't do much, got sent back to AAA. He's back. We'll see how this pans out second time around for Mr. DeLuca. Ryan Noda was scratched from Wednesday's game with a dental emergency, and now he's going to be out for some time with a fractured jaw, I believe, is what I saw recently. Weird situation for Ryan Noda. Hope the best for the lefty that was been playing very, very well for on the season for the Oakland Athletics. John Gray, he was removed from his start on Wednesday with a bruised left shin. X-rays were negative. He is expected to make his next start. Hopefully he can find that form that he had before his blister injury, where he's been horrific since then. Adelis Garcia also left the game on Wednesday after getting hit by a pitch in his elbow. He couldn't even really move his arm as he's being taken off the field. X-rays were negative, though. He is day-to-day. We'll see how that one goes for Mr. Adelis Garcia. On yesterday's show, I mentioned Trevor Story's going to start a rehab assignment this weekend, and we didn't know all the details. We just knew, like, DHing and whatnot. Well, some really cool details came out on Wednesday as Trevor Story is going to start his rehab assignment on Friday. He's going to play five innings at shortstop. Saturday, he'll DH. Five more innings at shortstop on Sunday. So it's really, really, really cool to see Story already back in the field, where those were not the early expectations for Mr. Trevor Story. The Kansas City Royals recalled Austin Cox from AAA and placed Daniel Lynch on the IL with a left shoulder strain. Usually not good when we talk shoulder strains. Lynch has been not great this season. He's had his moments, but for the most part, better left for fantasy benches. Austin Cox has been up and down as well, so we'll see how this one pans out. It's the Royals after all, so keep your expectations low. We knew the Orioles were going to trade for pitching. We thought Lucas Giolito or some other options. Well, on Wednesday, they traded for Shintaro Fujinami from the Oakland Athletics. So the Orioles did play get an arm. Fujinami's been much better pitching out of the bullpen for the A's than in the starting rotation. He was their big international signing for the A's this year. Hasn't really lived up to the hype. The A's received a left-handed pitching prospect, like a minor prospect, back in the deal from the O's. So we'll see how Fujinami fits into the action for the O's, who just need pitching depth in general. The Seattle Mariners are calling up flamethrower Prelander Baroa, the 23-year-old. He's been just outstanding. For those who listen to my Bench with Bubba show, I did team previews, and I had Corbin Young on to preview the Seattle Mariners, and he brought up Baroa as a potential like late season sleeper stud pitcher. Well, in Double A this year, Baroa has a 2.93 ERA over 46 innings. He's made five starts primarily out of the bullpen. In those 46 innings, Baroa has 69 strikeouts. A near 36% strikeout rate, does have a 16% walk rate, which is not ideal, but he is filthy. Pure filth on that mound. Really curious to see how that translates over to the Seattle Mariners. I'd imagine he stays in the bullpen, just gives them depth as they try to make a push for a wild card berth. But we'll see. He's got some fierce stuff. And if anything, maybe he allows you to kind of piggyback with like a woo or something to limit innings there and keep both arms going the entire season. Baroa last year also pitched around 100 innings, so he's just fine to get going for the rest of the season. Harrison Bader left Wednesday's game with a left posterior rib contusion after getting hit by a pitch for the Yankees. Bader just can't stay healthy. It's a shame. Hopefully this is a minor one for him. Zach Davies was placed on the IL on Wednesday with lower back inflammation. Boo-hoo. But Joe Mantiply was recalled for the D-backs. We'll see how long Davies is out for with his back injury. Dansby Swanson has missed some time for the Cubs of late, but he's expected to return from the IL this weekend. He was eligible to return on Wednesday, I believe. Obviously did not. He'll be back this weekend. Much needed for the Chicago Cubs. Last but not least, Nestor Cortes is scheduled to make a rehab start on Sunday for AAA Scranton. He'll need a few rehab starts before returning. They're still shooting for an early August return for Nestor Cortes, which would be great because we all could use some fantasy. Yankees, everybody. Yankees need hitting. We'll get to that in a bit, but Nestor Cortes coming back will be quite an added boost to the Yankees rotation. All right, everybody, Underdog Fantasy. Do you want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. It's pretty cool. Based on how many picks you make, if you get them right, you get X amount, like a boost to your bet. You can also use insurance, so you can miss one and still make some money back, which is pretty cool. When I'm looking at Thursday's action, there's a lot of really good pitchers, so I do like Blake Snell over 17 pitching outs. I think he goes at least 6 innings for the Toronto Blue Jays. There's a handful of other really, really good ones to look at on this Wednesday action. So get over to Underdog Fantasy, and if you're new to Underdog Fantasy, be sure to sign up with the promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and Underdog will double your first deposit match up to $100. So you have some bonus cash to start playing with. Again, that's underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Real quick, you must be at least 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates, 19 or over in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 or over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, a few hitting highlights from your Wednesday action on the diamond. Nolan Gorman went 2-for-4 with a solo shot or a home run, 4 RBIs, and a stolen base, a combo meal for Nolan Gorman on Wednesday. Gorman was one of the biggest surprises to start the season, then hit the skids in a big, big way. Well, over his last 5 games, he has a 5-game hitting streak. Gorman's hitting .500. With 3 doubles, 2 homers, 6 runs scored, 9 RBIs, and a stolen base. Maybe he figured something out, and a big final couple months of the season could be in store for Nolan Gorman. Edward Julian keeps getting it done. I'm going to try not to mention him every game, but it's just remarkable what he's doing. He's still severely under-rostered in a lot of formats. Julian went 2-for-2 with a home run, a run scored, an RBI, and 2 walks on Wednesday. Julian now has a 7-game hitting streak where he's hitting .652. With 3 doubles, 3 homers, 8 runs scored, 5 RBIs, and a stolen base. I gave you some stats the other day. You go back to when he got recalled. The dude is raking. Edward Julian, it's funny how prospects works, folks. He came up the first time, disappointed, went back down. Now he came back up and Polanco got hurt for this latest injury for Polanco. And Julian has made a point that it's going to be tough to force his bat out of the lineup when Jorge Polanco comes back any day now. So really good stuff for Edward Julian. Chaz McCormick, we have a crowded outfield in Houston, especially when Yordan Alvarez comes back shortly because it'll move more pieces to the outfield. But for now, McCormick is hitting and hitting well. On Wednesday, McCormick went 2-for-4 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs. Since June 29th, McCormick is hitting .392 with 5 home runs, That's nuts alone. But 13 runs scored and 14 RBIs with two stolen bases. He's stuffing the stat sheet in Roto. Doesn't play every day, plays close to every day, though. And just stuffing stats like that will help out any fantasy team. So keep an eye on Chaz McCormick where you need him, especially in those five outfielder leagues. Definitely viable in those formats. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com to get all your details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights on Wednesday. Brandon Belak of the Houston Astros went into Coors Field, and he won. 5 2/3 innings pitched, no earned, one hit, and three walks with four strikeouts for Belak. He only had 8 whiffs, only a 21% CSW, so he didn't dominate. That's kind of where I wanted to go with this. He's pitched extremely well since getting put back in the rotation in early July. Belak has made 3 starts. He's gone 17 2/3 innings, only allowed 2 earned runs in those 3 starts, but does have 8 walks and only 13 strikeouts. So he's been effective, but his whip is still not ideal. He's not getting a ton of strikeouts. So if you need wins, could be your dude. Need some ERA help, could be your dude. Belak will be streamable for now as long as he sticks in this rotation. Just know he's not fooling a lot of people, and that'll lead to a blow-up from time to time. I kind of mentioned how the Yankees needed hitters earlier. Griffin Canning struck out 12 on Monday. Patrick Sandoval looked filthy in 7 1/3 on Tuesday. Well, Chase Silseth made a spot start on Wednesday. And Chase Silseth, who, you know, he's been a guy that's been adding dropped throughout the season when he's gotten called up because there's some prospect excitement behind Silseth. He showcased it on Wednesday. Silseth, 5 2/3 innings, only 1 earned, 4 hits, and 2 walks with 10 strikeouts against the Yankees. This Yankees offense is putrid. It got even better to me for Silseth, 14 whiffs and an insane 45% CSW. Silseth looked great. I'm still going to be cautiously optimistic when it comes to his fantasy upside. A, I don't know how much he's going to stick in the rotation. It's supposed to be Ohtani's spot. Ohtani got moved to Friday, so it's not going to be a full-time opening in the rotation. But we'll see. With an outing like that from Silseth, he's earned the right to, I think, get a second start. So we'll see how this one goes. And then Eduardo Rodriguez made his 3rd start back from the IL, and he looked great against Kansas City. Talked about him on yesterday's show as a guy to target for DFS because KC struggles versus lefties. Well, Erod went 7 innings, 2 earned, 4 hits, 0 walks. That's the big thing for Erod. Can he limit the walks? He did that, and 7 more strikeouts. Rodriguez had 15 whiffs and a 30% CSW. He now has 7 strikeouts in all 3 starts since coming back from the IL. In those 3 starts, Rodriguez has thrown 16 innings. He still has allowed 9 runs, but he's allowed 2 earned runs in each of his last 2 starts. It was the first start where he got blown up, and he has those 21 Ks that I mentioned. So over his last 2 starts, only 4 earned runs and 14 strikeouts in 12 innings pitched. So that's been very, very effective for Erod as he gets healthier and farther away from that IL stint. Big boy stuff coming for Mr. Eduardo Rodriguez. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Alexis Diaz picked up his 27th save for the Cincinnati Reds as they stopped the Giants' 7-game winning streak. David Bednar picked up his 18th save for the Pirates. Felix Bautista continues to just be ridiculous, like a 50% K rate and whatnot, and he picked up his 26th save of the season on Wednesday. Trevor May, back-to-back games with saves, now has 8 saves on the season for the Oakland Athletics. Devin Williams picked up save 24 for the Brew Crew. Josh Hader picked up save 23 for the Padres. Mentioned this yesterday when Kevin Ginkle got his first save of the season that there might be a change in the guard in Arizona. Kevin Ginkle picked up his 2nd save of the season on Wednesday, back-to-back days for Ginkle in the back end of that D-backs bullpen. Just be cautious. It's a revolving door. If he struggles, then it might be a McGuff again. Chafin's on the paternity list. There's a lot of options there, but for now, looks like they're going to give Kevin Ginkle a chance in Arizona. Alex Lane picked up his 16th save of the season for the Detroit Tigers, and Johan Duran picked up his 16th save of the year for the Minnesota Twins. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information on all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a look at Thursday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Hitchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some DFS targets. It's a seven-game early slate starting at 12:20 p.m. Eastern time. There's like three games in the evening. So we'll focus on that seven-game early slate. Michael Kopech has been horrific. He's been walking everybody, which leads to early exits and more White Sox bullpen. So I like the Mets in that action. Don't mind the White Sox on the flip side because Jose Quintana makes his return from the IL. And then the Detroit Tigers versus Greinke as well. There's a lot of elite pitching on this slate. So we're targeting some scrubby pitchers indeed. On the pitching side of things, though, Spencer Strider going up against Arizona, I like a lot. I'm going to keep riding the Blake Snell hot streak. Going to ride that one until the wheels fall off. And if you want a bit of savings on Thursday, Taiwan Walker has been very, very effective against Milwaukee Brewers in Philadelphia. So I don't mind Walker as a value pitcher on the seven-game early slate. Some things I'm looking forward to on Thursday, Andrew Abbott versus the Giants in Great American Small Park. Abbott has been very, very effective, and this will be his, I believe, first start since the All-Star break. So looking forward to seeing what Andrew Abbott does against the Giants. Zach Gallen versus Spencer Strider. That's a fun one. It's been a slugfest and then a kind of a 5-3 game. So I would say a pitcher's duel compared to the night before between these two teams. And now you get the two aces. Gallen started the All-Star game. Obviously, we know who Spencer Strider is. So Gallen versus Strider is a fun one in Hotlanta. Then you got Blake Snell versus Toronto. Like I said, I'm going to keep watching this Blake Snell action and ride it till the wheels fall off. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out, go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out all the free content, the articles, the podcasts, and much, much more. And then help grow the brand even more by joining PL Plus and PL Pro. You will not regret it. The Discord's worth the price in itself. Plus, you get tons of extra content, tools, and much, much more. Already what they're working on for 2024 is ridiculous. This gets you in the door right out the gate. And you get to help them with ideas to make it bigger and better at pitcherlist.com. So go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Friday's action, recap Thursday, the usual end of the week stuff for you. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Thursday, July 20th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.